When Mom Needs to Hear That It's Okay Not to Be Okay by Lori Fradkin. I had made it as far as the street corner when it occurred to me that I hadn't paid. I'd said goodbye to my friends at the restaurant and walked out. When I returned, embarrassed and apologetic, one friend mentioned that another had asked if I was okay. "Of course she's not okay," she had answered. "She has a four-month-old." That four-month-old was the reason I had to get home. I needed to pump for the fourth or fifth time that day, and then I needed to go to bed as soon as I could, for however long I could, before attempting to look like a pulled-together professional for work the next morning. My husband and I had joked about how easy that week would be. Our older son was away with his grandparents, which meant we had just one kid to take care of. Naturally, that was the week the baby had a sleep regression. Every night, I sat in the glider for hours at a time trying to nurse him back to sleep, only to set his swaddled little body in the crib and have him start crying again. I had been back at work for just over a month, trying to prove myself to a new boss. I was pumping before going to the office, interrupting my day multiple times to hook myself up to tubes and suctions, and then doing it again at night. I was also trying to be an attentive mom to a toddler who loved his baby brother, but had ordered me at least once to put him back in your tummy. Of course, she's not okay. I knew I was exhausted, sometimes overwhelmed, yet my friend's comment was revelatory.